Many people come to me and they say, Darla, how did you come up with this great name for your podcast called True Crime Some of the Time? Well, slip back into my normal voice now. It's based on some podcasts that are made by Mike Ferguson and Mike Gibson, who is known as Gibby. And they have podcasts called True Crime All the Time and True Crime All the Time Unsolved. And then I believe Mike Ferguson also does one called Criminology. And they are on the eMash digital platform. It started in 2016. And basically, I love their podcasts. And so that's why I'm going to start with them as a review. So the short review of it is definitely you need to listen to it. I think you'll enjoy it if you like true crime. They don't kind of over-dramatize, and I think that's one of the things I really like a lot. And so here is my breakdown on those two podcasts. Well, True Crime All the Time averages 4.5 out of 5 stars in a rating, and that's out of 4,000 ratings. This podcast is very detailed about the parts of the crime, but it's never boring. They look into what makes those killers tick, and they take the crime seriously, but they don't take themselves too seriously. Mike and Gibby have a great banter. It's kind of like the straight man and the idiot savant kind of vibe. Sorry, Gibby. I have to say that because I know Gibby is actually a lot smarter than he plays on, I shouldn't say plays, he's not really acting, but he's kind of playing dumb a little bit sometimes. So they have this great banner, and there are 128 episodes, so you have plenty to just binge on if you want to. And you can kind of tell a difference from the beginning. In the first podcast, it would just be Mike Ferguson, who he's fine by himself, but they got much better when there's the banter between two people. So one of their recent podcasts that I listened to was about Bernie Tiede. I think that's how you pronounce it. If you remember, there was a Jack Black movie called Bernie. Well, that's the same murder case. And I enjoyed hearing that one, even though I already knew a little bit about that story. That was the one where this guy was friends with a lady in the town who was pretty rich, and he gave her the companionship that she craved, and he proceeded to kind of get control over her money, and he was spending it around town. And then he ended up, I guess, you know, he couldn't take it anymore, and he killed her because she became more and more controlling. It's probably with her age, things were setting in, and but he killed her and put her in a freezer or something. But anyway, you'll have to listen. I don't want to ruin the whole. Doesn't ruin it, but I think everybody knows kind of how that went down. But it's still interesting, anyway. And then their other podcast is called True Crime All the Time Unsolved. It has a rating of 4.5, and that's from 2,000 ratings in total. 4.5 stars out of 5 possible, and that has 111 episodes, so plenty there to binge as well. These can be a little bit more unnerving because they are unsolved, and especially when it's a murder and you think, you know, this person who murdered somebody is still out there. So that's not fun. But maybe those are even more important to listen to. And in case anything sounds familiar, somebody might listen to it and realize that they possibly know something. And if you ever think you do, go ahead and call the authorities and let them determine whether what you saw or may have seen, if you were nearby or whatever, let them decide whether it's important or not. Because you don't have the facts that they're looking at. So you might actually, even though whatever you saw might be minor, it might be the key that unlocks and bring somebody to justice who definitely needs to be. So I went off on a rant there. But anyway, recent episodes have been about the Cowden family murders. There's a Burger Chef murders, Santa Rosa hitchhiker murders. And, you know, some of these cases are back in the 70s or earlier and have been unsolved all this time. We're going to have a quick word from a sponsor, and then I'll be right back with the last word, my final take on whether this podcast is worth your time or not. And here is the last word. I say definitely you want to listen to this podcast, or either one of them, True Crime All the Time, True Crime All the Time Unsolved. You're going to feel like you're among friends, and their cases are very intriguing. This podcast has humor and they're in their banter, and it's a hard thing to combine humor successfully with when you have a dark subject matter, like murders. But they never joke about the crime or the victims. They always stay respectful of the victims and their families. And although they're not psychologists, I like that they go into the back history, the childhood history of the criminals. So it kind of helps me get an understanding of how that, you know, how did this person who is a sweet little kid, you know, how did they grow up to become this horrible murderer or, you know, serial killer or whatever horrible thing they did? You know, how did they go from there, or their parents had so much hope for them? How they go from there to murdering somebody. So I find that very interesting. And not to blame the parents, but sometimes there was abuse in the past or whatever. And that isn't an excuse, because there's plenty of people who are abused and mistreated, and they don't go on to murder people. So it isn't an excuse, but it is an explanation. And we can all learn from that. And so that was my last word. So check it out. It's True Crime All the Time and True Crime All the Time Unsolved. They also have a Patreon page at, I think it's just TCAT on Patreon. Or just look up True Crime All the Time in the search on Patreon. You can donate to their podcast starting at about $2 a month. So that's pretty cool. They also have a TrueCrimeAllTheTime.com website. And you can find them also on Facebook. I believe on Instagram, there is a True Crime All the Time account. And then Gibby has an Instagram, and his IG is True Crime Gibby. So his have more quotes and things like that. But it's kind of fun to get to know the guys on social media as well. So I want to thank them in advance for hopefully understanding how I semi-stole their name. But it really fit me to a T, because I wanted to do true crime, but I also wanted to do other things. So I'm not True Crime All the Time. I'm True Crime some of the time. And then my subtitle is Sometimes It's Just Paint, because I am an artist. So don't assume if my hands are red that it's blood. It may just be vermilion paint. Probably an acrylic paint. But anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Y'all have a great day.